I think sexuality wise, I've always known. I think it was more, I got quite quiet about it when I started realizing that not everybody feels like that, and especially because I'm not originally from Brighton, it was viewed by some people as like a bad thing. So I don't think I was kind of like, it was there and I always knew it was there, but I don't think I really talked about it until I was kind of like 12. And then I think it was the kind of like, oh, well, I'm bi. And then it's only been over the past few years where I've been like, actually, I think it's more than that. I think bisexual doesn't necessarily kind of do it justice. And then gender-wise, I think the problem with trying to describe my gender is that everything falls into society defined categories. So I don't necessarily fit society's idea of what a woman is, but then that's just like, who's to say that that particular thing is the right way to be a woman?
Exactly.
And I think everything that I've questioned about my identity has been because of the kind of, well, this is society's idea of what a woman is, and I don't fit that. I think mainly because, you know, I'm quite happy with my body. It's more of a kind of mental thing, I guess, kind of like soul thing.
I
And,
get
you know, it's not that I want to change anything about me physically to fit into anything else.
you.
It's just I don't fit comfortably in a box.